So I'm in one of the halls at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona with John Donahoe, the CEO of eBay, which means he's also in charge of PayPal. And he's here really talking about mobile payments. John, mobile payments has been really slow to take off, but you believe, you know, it is happening now. Is that right?
Well, the proof's in the pudding. PayPal last year did $4 billion of mobile payments volume. So that's up 600% from the year before. $700 million in 2010, $4 billion in 2011, and we're forecasting $7 billion in 2012. So while others are talking about mobile payments, PayPal users are actually using PayPal to pay when they're shopping with their mobile device.
But we were told to expect this mobile payments revolution, and the banks don't seem to have got very far on it. What do you think is holding people back? What do you need to make mobile payments really happen fast?
Well, what our consumers tell us is the reason they trust PayPal on their mobile device, it's safe and convenient. It's safe because with PayPal, you know, the whole business model on PayPal is you store your financial information, your credit card, your bank information in the cloud, and we never, ever, ever share it with anybody. So if you're using PayPal online, we don't share it. And if you're using it through a mobile device, we don't share it. So your financial information is never coming through the airwaves, never going through your mobile device. So PayPal is the safest way to pay on a mobile device.
That message isn't getting across, really. Lots of people tell me, I feel worried enough about paying via my computer, paying via my mobile phone. I just don't feel safe.
Well, there are a growing number of people doing it. Obviously, we grew 600% to $4 billion in volume last year. There are over 17 million active mobile PayPal users, and that number is growing exponentially. And I think you know, increasingly people are trusting these mobile devices and what PayPal is, and makes it most safe and easy to use.
Now, it's not going to be just about PayPal. Who's going to succeed in this and who's going to fail? I mean, for instance, there's a lot of talk about NFC, near field communication, being built into phones and that making this happen. You're a bit of a skeptic about that, aren't you?
Well, I think NFC is putting the focus on the wrong thing. It's putting the focus on how the actual last bit of the transaction happens. You don't need NFC to do a mobile payment. You do one click on your mobile phone and you pay with PayPal. You can now pay in retail environments in the U.S. by just entering your mobile telephone number and PIN. You don't need your mobile phone or your wallet. Our perspective on NFC is that you will not see NFC widely adopted in large retail chain until there's industry-wide standards across, so that it's exactly the same on every mobile device, every mobile operating system, every mobile carrier, and we think that's years, not months away. So what we're trying to do is provide solutions that consumers can use today. And
others are trying this, aren't they, to be fair? I mean, you've got Google Wallet, you've got in the UK, you've got banks beginning to offer a sort of instant payments, peer-to-peer payments. It is beginning to happen.
Yes, absolutely. You're going to see a lot of innovation in this space, and that's what makes it exciting. The thing to remember about PayPal that makes PayPal somewhat unique is it's not PayPal's success versus a bank's success. It's not PayPal's success versus Visa or MasterCard. Because one of the secrets to PayPal's success is we offer you, the consumer, complete choice of how you fund your PayPal account. You can fund it with your bank, you can fund it with your credit card, you can fund it with whatever. So every time PayPal's used, whatever the underlying financial instrument is, whether it's a bank's, your checking account, your debit card, your credit card, it's also being used. And so it's not a zero-sum thing. What PayPal is, it's a technology that allows use of that financial instrument safely and conveniently.
So that's John Donahoe on the future of payments, also breaking the record for the number of times the word PayPal was used over a 3 or 4 minute period, I think. Thank you, John.